14 minutes to 8 on ABC Northern Tasmania. Good to have you with us today. The challenges for the arts in the last 16 months have been extraordinary, absolutely extraordinary. Not only have pretty much all performance opportunities, pretty much all of them were curtailed for many months on end and slowly, slowly getting back to normal or semi-normal in terms of potential attendances and everything that goes on behind the scenes with social distancing at rehearsals and being able to gather in groups and the check-in and the COVID cleans that have to go on. So it's been a bit of a rocky road for the last 16 or 18 months. But the road became even rockier yesterday for the City of Burnie Brass Band when they turned up to their band rooms in the West Park precinct, band rooms that they've occupied for more than 60 years, to find them surrounded in cyclone security mesh, and effectively they were locked out. Rebecca Wells is the secretary of the City of Burnie Brass Band and she joins us this morning. Rebecca, what was going on?
Thank you very much. So I guess, yes, as you said, we've been there for 60 years now, West Park Precinct, in our band rooms, our home that was actually built by our own members. So for 130 years now, we've been serving the Burnie community, providing music and music education. But yesterday, after what's been really almost a 15-year rollercoaster ride of uncertainty, our vice president arrived at our band rooms to do some work to find an absolute complete mess. So
the band rooms literally surrounded in cyclone security fencing and no one could get in.
That's right. So the complete entranceway was all fenced off. The area between our home and the railway line, which was supposed to be assured parking access so that we could use our facility, as we've lost most of the space around the band rooms now, was being excavated by diggers. There was also a vehicle blocking access to our new trailer housing, which was supposed to be bought to overcome the issue that we'd already been blocked out of our normal trailer access.
Now, why has this all happened? Why is this construction going on around you? What can you set the scene for me?
Yeah, okay. So obviously, as many people would be aware, the university have begun very well underway, almost completed their construction on the West Park precinct. And through some of that, we've been consulted. Recently, there was some water works in progress, and we were advised about that. But we were given absolutely no warning around yesterday. So this comes really despite repeated assurance that we would be guaranteed access to our facilities until such time as we were provided somewhere else. And certainly yesterday, as I say, was very much a tipping point. That was not the case.
Who has been providing you with the complete assurance that you will have access to your facilities? Has it been UTAS? Has it been council? Where have those assurances come from?
Yeah, so largely that's come from UTAS. While we have certainly consulted and council have met with us, really we've been left, I guess, largely to our own devices to navigate this process. And for me, that's really been an ongoing, overwhelming process for over 5 years now that I've been directly involved in that journey.
Right. So when your team turned up yesterday, what happened?
Our vice president arrived there first thing this morning, absolutely shocked and blown away at the inability of access. I actually arrived there later in the afternoon at about 3:30 with some learners who'd come down to have their lesson. And when I arrived there was a tiny gap these are young children, so they could barely fit through the gap. And even if they'd forced their way through, we're talking big mud puddle that they would have had to step through. So one of the workers that saw us arriving there, he sort of took pity on us, I guess, and, you know, was empathetic to our situation. Obviously, he's there to do his job, and he moved the fences back a little bit for us so that we could manage to get there. So as I say, no correspondence around this, and it wasn't until close to 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon. Obviously, UTAS had become aware that something was happening, and made contact with me, and explained it as it was basically a case of miscommunication. But I say this, these examples of miscommunication have been repeated. So in fact, on Anzac Day, because the air, as I say, lots of areas around there have been fenced off for quite some time now. In the lead up to Anzac Day, we made contact with UTAS and also with a representative from Fairbrother to arrange for those fences to be moved sufficiently so that we would be able to get our band trailer out so we could attend the Anzac Day service. Now, when we arrived on Anzac Day morning, to collect our resources, and we're talking drum kits, we're talking music stands, large tubas and instruments. Yes, the fences had been moved partially, but absolutely not enough to get our instrument out. And that was despite having meetings previously in the lead-up explaining quite explicitly the amount of space that we would need to be able to do that.
So, I don't...
You know, mm-hmm. Yeah, sorry.
I don't think anyone begrudges someone who's doing some building works to get on and do what their thing, what is required to make them happen. But when you're talking about blocking access for a neighbour and a neighbour who has been there for decades, this is extraordinary.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And as I say, you know, we've been very much very patient and cooperative. We've been involved in numerous hours and hours and hours and years of meetings and consultation processes and negotiations and all of those things. And we've done our best, you know, to work cooperatively. But to arrive yesterday, and as I say, that really has been the tipping point. We've, you know, avoided lots of other action in those 5 years. But to arrive yesterday and essentially be blocked out of our facility with no consultation was just a complete disrespect to an organisation that have given so much and continue to give so much to our community.
Have you had any assistance on this from council?
Very minimal.
If you've got the forum
and,
now,
and in fact, mm-hmm. and in fact, I haven't yet had any contact with council around yesterday. I haven't heard from them regarding yesterday's. Now they perhaps wouldn't be aware, but I would think, you know, as partners with the University of Tasmania, they perhaps need to be a little more on top of the things that are happening.
So perhaps a well-placed call from Steve Cons to yourself and representatives of the band this morning might be useful. Have you had any assurances from UTAS that this will not happen again?
Well, it was, as I said, it was offered that the foreman that we've mostly been in contact with, that he had apparently gone on holiday yesterday, and that was the reason for the miscommunication. But as I say, this isn't the first time. This comes as a link in a chain of lots of behaviour that's been dismissed as miscommunication, misunderstanding, apologised for. But these instances are reoccurring, and that's the frustrating and disappointing thing.
Do you have access now?
Well, we did last night. I haven't been there this morning. So we were able to get in last night. But while there is access, there are a number of bollards, which, again, we've had lots of meetings. We had things positioned and access granted, you know, to make that possible. But bollards are placed in inconvenient places, which makes parking, again, impractical. And the other issue, in addition to that, is that, and as I say, speaking with one of the workmen yesterday, while workers have been reminded about parking locations, workers continue to park in places that make parking and access to the boundary incredibly difficult.
Mm-hmm. Rebecca, wish you all the best with sounds like very ongoing frustrations with the negotiations to simply access your own band rooms. Keep us posted, and we'll have a bit of a chat with you and see if we can put in a call to UTAS for an explanation as well. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much.
Rebecca Wells, and she is the Secretary of the City of Burnie Brass Band. Hopefully things can improve in that regard for them soon.
On air, online, and on the ABC Listen app. Belinda King on ABC Northern Tasmania.